Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're on day two of our psychology unit, all about the secrets that businesses do not want us to know about. Why don't they want us to know about it? Because these are the ways they get us to spend our money, to walk into a shop, even when we don't feel like buying anything, and say, oh, I'll get one of those, I'll get two of those, I'll get three of these, and all of a sudden you've got all these shopping bags under your hand, in your hands,
and you probably don't even need these.
What? How did this happen? What happened to my credit card bill? So these are all these different ways they get us to part with our money. Yesterday we were learning about the effects of colors.
And numbers, and like numbers. 0.99 or 99 cents.
That's right. If you see $4.99, you're more likely to buy something than if you just see $5, even though the difference is only 1 cent, which is basically nothing. So today we're going to learn about some more tricks they don't want us to know about, including the effect of a very powerful word known as free.
Ooh,
so you won't want to...
Powerful.
It is a powerful word. You can see how excited Laura just got, even when I said the word free.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go ahead and read through the article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading. The sales tricks businesses don't want you to know about. When it comes to the influence of certain words, the word free has a pretty powerful effect. It's not only an emotional trigger, but can be a source of irrational excitement. In 1999, Amazon famously took advantage of this powerful word. The company began offering free shipping on orders of US $99 or more. This not only proved to be successful, but also inspired Amazon to continue experimenting with its consumers' desire for free. Indeed, people were willing to spend more on their orders just to save a rather small amount on shipping. Besides using the word free to advertise, there are common expressions that sales teams are encouraged to use. For example, the staff at a clothing store might say the item you're interested in is the in thing this season. They might also use compliments like, "This looks great on you." A third strategy is to make someone feel as though everyone else is buying something, so they should too. A salesperson might say, "Many people have bought this jacket," to achieve this. Hopefully, now that you know some of these tricks, you'll be less likely to fall for them.
The article today starts off by saying when it comes to the influence of certain words, the word free has a pretty powerful effect, as you can see. When it comes to the influence, we talked about influence yesterday. It just means the effect something or someone has on something else. We're talking about the influence of words here, though, and this word free, yes, it has a pretty powerful effect. Free means you don't have to spend any money to get it. Somebody just gives it to you, says, here you go, and you walk away, doesn't cost you a thing. It has a powerful effect. When people hear that word, they go, ooh, where's free stuff? I don't care what it is, just give it to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Do I need it? No, but it's free, so just give it to me.
我觉得可能是人性本来就想要贪小便宜吧。好啦，就说到这个话术的影响力，大家是不是听到免费这个关键字哦，就是会非常感到有效果，有非常强大 powerful effect。像是如果你看到 buy one and get one free， 买一送一，是不是就觉得说，哎，我要来买，然后不知不觉就买很多。那 when it comes to 就是谈到什么什么的时候 ，OK， 像是 when it comes to traveling， 好，就是提到了这个旅游的时候 ，I prefer to pack light， 我觉得行李还是不要带太多。
Let's learn more about the effect of the word free. The article says it's not only an emotional trigger, but can be a source of irrational excitement.
Yes,
very true. Emotional trigger just means, well, it will make us feel certain things. Emotions are our feelings. Sad, happy, angry. Those are all emotions. And free is an emotional trigger. It makes us feel, say, excited, or it makes us feel happy.But it can be a source of irrational excitement. A source is where something comes from. You might talk about a source of water. It's the place where you get your water from. If something is irrational, it means it has no logic or there's no reason. You do something just because, not because there is a cause. It's just you do it for no reason whatsoever.
这个字呢 free 呢我们回到这个字它不只会怎么样就是 emotional trigger 就是好像会激发你的一些情绪更是会让你兴奋的丧失理智的全员哦 OK 其实 trigger 这个字本身就有这个枪啊的这个这个扳机啊或是有触发器哦能引起反应的刺激物这样的意思啦而 source 其实就有根源或是来源这样子的意思 for example a water source or a source of water 就是水源 irrational 是什么呢当然就是无理性的好像丧失理智这样的意思啦
Now in 1999 Amazon famously took advantage of this powerful word To take advantage just means you use something to your own benefit Or you give something to someone for their benefit Amazon of course is the very famous online shopping website It's known for books primarily But you can buy all kinds of stuff on Amazon
没错其实在1999年呢这个 Amazon 呢就是亚马逊的网络书店呢就是众所皆知呢就善用了免费这个强大的字眼哦 Take advantage of 有着利用啦或者也有善用这样的意思哦
So how did Amazon take advantage of the word free? Well, the company began offering free shipping on orders of $99 or more. So if you spent $99 or more than that, they would ship it to you for free. Ship means to send something from one place to another place. So they would send it to you at no cost, for free, for no money.
那这间公司呢就开始呢为这个美金99元的订单提供免费运费的服务哦免运的这个服务哦。哇这个关键字出现了 free shipping, 就是免运费啊其中的 shipping 当然就是运送这样子的意思咯。
This not only proved to be successful, but also inspired Amazon to continue experimenting with its consumers' desire for free. Okay, if you're experimenting, it means you're trying different things. So they were experimenting, trying different things that had to do with their consumers' desire for free. Your desire is your want of something. You might talk about, say, a man desiring a woman. It means the man is in love with the woman. He wants to be with the woman. But you can have a desire for anything. You can have a desire for certain products, or in this case, we're talking about desire for free. It just means they want more of this. They want more things for free, more things that cost no money. So the free shipping was very successful. So I thought, what else can we do with free? How can we make people spend more money on our site by offering things that don't cost anything?
OK, 那这个手法呢不只相当成功哦就是用这个关键字 free,OK,、okay, 它还可以呢鼓舞还更加鼓舞了 Amazon 继续试验消费者对于 free 免费的欲望哦。experiment 这个字呢在这里是当作动词来用有着这个实验啦或者是试验这样子的意思哦。OK, 像是the school is experimenting with a longer school year.那 desire 就是欲望的意思 For example, we can talk about desire for money or power or even change
That's right, you can desire many different things The article goes on to say Indeed, people were willing to spend more on their orders Just to save a rather small amount on shipping So remember, to get free shipping You had to spend more, or $99 or more So...Maybe there were customers that only wanted one book or something that was $20, but they were willing to spend $79 more just to get free
That's
shipping.
True.
So it's kind of free, but in a way, it's kind of not because you're spending more than you normally would.
OK, 的确啦这个我们用 indeed 来加强语气哦。人们可以为了省下一小的运费呢就是省下小小的运费呢竟然却花更多的钱来下订单哦。
Besides using the word free to advertise, there are common expressions that sales teams are encouraged to use. OK, to advertise means to promote something. Businesses will always advertise their products or their services.They will have commercials in newspapers, on TV, on the radio, saying, come to our store, buy what we have, we really want you to spend your money in our shop. But there are also these expressions, things people say that sales teams are encouraged to use.
OK, 那除了使用这个免费这个字做宣传呢，销售团队呢也被这个鼓励呢要经常使用一些话术哦。OK, 我们先来看一下 advertise 这个字哦，它是当作动词来用，就是做什么为广告或是宣传的意思。那如果想要知道这个广告的名词要怎么用呢，我们可以用 advertisement 或者是 ad, 是不是更简单呢？那像电视上我们看到广告呢，诶，我们则要用 TV commercials 另外这个字来表示哦。
For example, the staff at a clothing store might say the item you're interested in is the in thing、this season. The in thing just means something that is cool right now, something that is a trend, you know, maybe、something that celebrities are wearing,
真的,
famous people.、
Yeah.
And they'll say it's the in thing this season. Of course, in fashion, we talk about the seasons. The fashion in the fall is different from the fashion in the winter, which is different from the fashion in the spring and the summer.Etc., etc. Okay, so they're saying, whoa, this is what people are wearing. That thing that you're holding right there, that's the in thing this season. You put that down, you pick something else. Oh, that's the in thing too. Everything here is the in thing somehow. It just makes people think, ah, this is cool. So this is, I have to get one.
It's a must buy, a must have. Okay, 所以举例来说呢，哦，这个服饰员，服饰店的店员呢，可能就会跟你说，哎，你喜欢的商品今年很流行哦，有没有听到哇？ It'sThe in thing, 就是啊，今年很流行什么颜色，哎，你这样有一件这个配备啦。OK, 那你就会觉得说，哎，可能赶快要赶快买一件啦。那 in, 哎，其实大家应该不陌生，就是什么东西很 in, 很流行啦。那其实呢，因为我们也可以用 stylish 来表示很时髦的啊，或是 fashionable, 哎，千万不要说这个很 fashion 哦，应该要是 fashionable 这个字才对哦，或是 trendy, 刚刚我们提到 trend, OK, 就是趋势，就是很流行的一样。都是刚刚以上的字都是有非常流行的意思啦。
They might also use compliments like, this looks great on you. Okay, a compliment is just when you say something nice about something. And of course, if they say, oh, that looks terrible on you, you're not going to buy it. So of course they're going to say, oh, that looks great. That is so you. You definitely should buy that.
Okay, 那当然他们也会说一些像是哇非常赞美的话哦，像是，哎，这一件你穿起来很好看耶。This looks great on you.这样子的称赞英文我们可以用 compliment 来表示哦，或者是刚刚啊、oh, that is so you, this is so you, 就是啊这个商品简直上面写着你的名字，你根本就是为你而设计，所以你一定要买哦。
A third strategy is to make someone feel as though everyone else is buying something, so they should too. Okay, a strategy is your plan that you have in order to achieve a certain goal. Their strategy, of course, has to do with making you spend money. That's what they want you to do. So they say, well, everyone else is buying that. And you think, oh, well, I want to look like everybody else. I want to be cool. I want to be part of the in crowd, so I buy the in thing. So that's their strategy.
That doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work.
I don't want to actually buy
You're too smart for that.
Because, like, you know, everybody is wearing the same thing on the streets. That doesn't, you know, look really good.
It's not special.
But I think they actually might say, oh, Jolene or somebody famous is also wearing this. Now that might trick people. 那第三个话术的策略呢，就是让消费者觉得一件商品炙手可热，所以他们有你们应该买一个，因为大家都在买耶，大家都有粉红色配件耶，你是不是今年也要买一个哦？OK, 那 strategy 当然就是策略的意思哦。OK, 像是我们可能会有 marketing or business or even investment strategies.
Next, it says a salesperson might say, many people have bought this jacket to achieve this. So they're saying, well, yeah, lots of people have bought this. And a salesperson is just somebody who is...in charge of selling things. That's their job.
OK, 那为了说服你呢，这个店员可能就会说，哎呦，很多人都有买这一件夹克耶，有比方哦。那 salesperson 呢，当然就是指销售员的意思啦。
Lastly, the article says, hopefully, now that you know some of these tricks, you'll be less likely to fall for them. If you fall for something, it means you are tricked by something somebody says or something somebody does. And to fall for something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a quick look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Ready, soldier?
Sir,
yes, sir.
Today will be a day to really test your skills and your determination. The enemy is out there and it's fierce and sneaky.
I won't fall for the enemy's tricks, sir.
I don't want you to fall at all. Do you understand me?
Oh, sir, to fall for something just means to believe something that isn't true and get tricked.
Oh, I see. So fall for something means 被什么什么引诱。
Yeah. I mean, sir, yes, sir.
At ease, soldier. What are you doing? I can't believe you fell for that. Soldiers should always be ready.
Okay, so 现在呢，我们都已经讨论哇很多的销售的伎俩的话，希望以后大家就不会再上当咯。Okay, 我们来看到 fall for, 就是刚刚我们提到的 shortcut for you, 就是指上当啦，可能你错相信什么事情是真的，就其实不是哦。Okay, let's now go to our for you chat.
For you chat.
Over the past couple of days on the show, we've been finding out about all the different ways that salespeople will get us to spend a lot of money on things, even if we don't need them. So that's what our For You Chat question is about today. Have you ever spent too much money on something you didn't really need? If so, what was it? And keep in mind, we do not have 45 minutes for this.
Okay, all the time. I think that free shipping thing is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
I like to buy clothes online. And sometimes you always have to meet like a certain amount. Like,
of course.
Say you have to buy more than $1,000、mm-hmm. to get free shipping. So a lot of times I've been getting like similar items, stuff that I have already, but I keep buying them again and again. And I realize some of them I haven't even worn them before.
That's common. That's very, very common, especially when it comes to things like clothes.
Or
things that people collect. A lot of people, some people are like that with shoes.
Or even like tiny cheap stuff. You kind of feel like, oh, because they're so cheap, I can get a lot of these. But then you end up like, you know, not using them. You don't really need them.
You end up with a whole house full of stuff that with a bunch of it you don't even really use. For me, what I mentioned before is it's like CDs? Or records. I went to Japan a few months ago. I came home with two big bags.Of CDs and records that were so heavy I could barely carry them. I had to take a taxi home from the airport because I couldn't carry them on the bus. They were so heavy.
So you couldn't just say no to them?
I could not.
Like,
I walked into the store and I blacked out. And then all of a sudden I came to and I had these bags. I went on a spending frenzy. Shop till you drop is the phrase that we learned. That's what happened to me. I'm sure you guys have stories like this. Everyone does, spending too much money. But now you're aware of how stores get you to do this, so maybe you can avoid it in the future. We're out of time for today's show, but please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
The sales tricks businesses don't want you to know about. When it comes to the influence of certain words, the word free has a pretty powerful effect. It's not only an emotional trigger, but can be a source of irrational excitement. In 1999, Amazon famously took advantage of this powerful word. The company began offering free shipping on orders of US $99 or more.This not only proved to be successful, but also inspired Amazon to continue experimenting with its consumers' desire for free. Indeed, people were willing to spend more on their orders just to save a rather small amount on shipping. Besides using the word free to advertise, there are common expressions that sales teams are encouraged to use.For example, the staff at a clothing store might say the item you're interested in is the in thing this season. They might also use compliments like, "This looks great on you." A third strategy is to make someone feel as though everyone else is buying something, so they should too. A salesperson might say, "Many people have bought this jacket." To achieve this,Hopefully now that you know some of these tricks, you'll be less likely to fall for them.
Vocabulary Review.
Source. While Janet was writing her science paper, she was careful to note all of her sources. Experiment. The scientists experimented on mice to study and track the effects of cancer. Desire. Sophie's greatest desire was to lead her country toward a more peaceful future. Advertise. The store advertised its grand opening sale by putting an ad on a local TV station. Strategy. The runner's strategy for breaking the Olympic record was to have a very fast start and finish. Salesperson. The salesperson helped the man find the shirt he wanted in a different size.